KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Good to have you here. If you're a fan of poetry, then you've probably heard of Open Books, I'm sure, in Seattle's Wallingford neighborhood. Maybe you've been there to browse and to listen and to buy. It's one of just three poetry-only bookstores in America, been around 30 years or so. The owners of Open Books are looking to sell. So if nobody steps up to buy it and keep it, the little shop on 45th could go away. So what would we lose? Washington State's former poet laureate, Elizabeth Austin. Hi.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. It's good to talk with you. You've said that Open Books is the heart of Seattle's literary scene. The heart of our literary scene. Why do you say that?
Well, I say it mostly because for more than 20 years, it's been a place, a physical place for the poetry community to gather. But more than that, it's John and Christine, the owners of Open Books. It's their generosity, it's the depth and range, not just of their inventory, but their knowledge about poetry.
And so you can go to Open Books, you can get a real recommendation with depth, and you can meet poets, you can meet writers. So if Open Books were to close, where would all that activity go?
Well, I think that's a real question. I mean, I think some of it maybe would go to a place like Elliott Bay Books, but Elliott Bay Books does a lot of things. The thing that makes Open Books different is that when you go there, poetry is the focus, and the people who are introducing you to poetry books are poets themselves. That's another thing that I think is distinctive about Open Books, is that John Marshall and Christine Deville are both very well published and recognized poets, and so their passion about poetry is idiosyncratic and personal, and that's infectious.
And it sounds like Open Books draws a current of poets from all over through here.
It does, and in fact, I think, you know, among the poets I know, it's sort of a rite of passage when your poet friends come to town to bring them to Open Books. It's partly to kind of show off this really cool feature of our community, but also it's such a great resource. It's a place where you can find all kinds of books of poetry in translation, experimental poetry, art books about poetry. There's nothing else quite like it in town. Even in a town like ours, it's full of bookstores.
Haven't Amazon and e-books and searchability made poetry more accessible?
There's nothing, though, Bill, like having somebody tell you what they love about a particular book. Or you know, people can come into Open Books who are curious about poetry and say, hey, I read some Gwendolyn Brooks and liked it. What else should I read? That's different from a search engine telling you about that. Or there's just something about the personal connection to it. Somebody walking you over to a shelf and say, you know, pulling three books out and saying, sit on the bench here and browse through these and let me know what you think.
Mm-hmm.
It's that personal touch that I think is really unique.
What about non-poetry fans listening to us right now? Why should the average Seattleite care about the uncertain future of Open Books?
When I think about what many Seattleites pride themselves about with our city, it's the culture, it's the diversity of it, it's the richness of it. And having a place where poetry is the focus, where you can learn about poetry from people who are actual practitioners of the art, is part of the cool factor, I think, of our city. And something very, very unique would be lost if Open Books were to go away.
So what if Elizabeth, talking with just recently a former state poet laureate, Elizabeth Austin. So someone's listening who cares. What Open Books could close? What could they do about it?
Well, first, go to Open Books and buy some books. The most important thing to know is that the news here is that Open Books is looking to sell the store. Open Books isn't closing. So help keep it healthy. Go buy some books. If you have friends who are interested in a new business venture, and they like literature and they like poetry, talk to them. Have them talk to John Marshall about the possibilities. But for God's sake, the most important thing to do is to go there and buy some books.
Maybe buy a bookstore?
And if you can buy a bookstore, talk to them about maybe buying a bookstore.
What about something like podcasts, though? You know, I subscribe to 3 podcasts from the Poetry Foundation. Is the poetry scene as accessible and vibrant and even spoken as it could be right now?
Do you mean in Seattle or in general?
I'm thinking Seattle now. So the Poetry Foundation ones are not Seattle at all, but something people could do besides, you know, buy books and buy a bookstore maybe is just to make the Seattle scene even more vibrant, even if open books were to go away. But you know more than I.
Sure. I mean, there are lots of things happening at Hugo House. There are still readings of poetry happening at places like Elliott Bay Books, University Books. I don't mean to imply that the only thing going on is open books, but I think that there are places that people can add to their sort of menu of arts options in Seattle. It doesn't always have to be a movie that you go to or even a concert. It could be a poetry reading. The Seattle Review is one of the places online that has a weekly rundown of the literary events that are happening. You could check that out as you plan what you're going to do on a weekend and put a poetry reading in the mix.
Elizabeth Austin, your former state poet laureate. Always good to talk with you, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Great to talk with you, Bill.
A longtime contributor to KOW, of course. Again, we're talking about the news today that the owners of Open Books in Wallingford are looking to sell the poetry-only bookstore, one of only 3 apparently in the United States. Co-owner John Marshall says they'll look for a new buyer until the end of June.